Braćo i sestre,
brothers and sisters, when we today, with our feeling for God and for God's love, we think about what we heard in the first reading about Abraham's temptation, it seems to me that all of that was very cruel from on God's behalf. Even though God did not allow the death of Isaac, we feel that such temptation was terrifying for Abraham, for father. Why do we read that? There is even more horrifying events in the Old Testament, the sacrifice of Yiftach. Let us remember to understand the sacrifice of Abraham, and why do we read about that in our liturgy? Yiftach was judge in Israel. As he went to the war against the Ammonians, he said that if he went on the way back, the first thing that comes out from the house, he will sacrifice that as an offering sacrifice to the Lord. He won. When he was coming back, the only daughter came to him. Yiftach sacrificed her, and the Lord did not prevent that sacrifice. Someone will say, what a terrifying event. But God is not terrifying. Man is terrifying. The whole Bible is description of God's effort to raise men for love. In Yiftach's case, the faith, the wrong faith, is reflected that was very alive and very spread in the old time and needed to sacrifice. And what is the sacrifice that is most precious? Human life. Just like Yiftach, the Greek king, hero of the Greek wars, sacrificed his only daughter when the Greek army was on the throne. People of Carthage were sacrificing their children while the Roman army was around them all until Christian times. Romans, after the war victories, while they were on Capitol and in Jupiter's temple, presenting the sacrificing in the prison, they were sacrificing the kings that were defeated. In the United States, in the state of Aztecs, they sacrificed those who were in prisoners with God. What does Abraham speak, temptation speak in that context? To the contemporaries, it says exactly the opposite from what seems to be the message for us. At a time when this story was written, around the year 1000, Israelites see that surrounding people sacrifice their children to God. And that is why in one of the central places of Israel's tradition, in the history about the ancient father Abraham, God said to the Israelites in this event, that is wrong. I do not desire human sacrifices. If you want to sacrifice, replace that with the human sacrifices. That was the lesson that they could not understand. Because up to 5th century, the prophets needed to prophet against the sacrificing of the children in Israel. But in that time, the proclamation reached a higher area. Psalm 58 says, I do not require your sacrifices. All of my animals are from wood. Shall I eat the bull's meat or drink the blood of the goats? Present the offerings of praise to the Lord, to the one who walks on the righteous paths. I will show them my salvation. And with the prophet Hoshea, 750 years before Christ, I prefer Greece and not sacrifices, acknowledgement of God and not the offering sacrifices. 7 years, 100 years after that, Israelites could not understand everything. Learn, what does it mean? I require grace, not sacrifice. What is difficult to learn there? Man is prepared to sacrifice many things, even his own children, for his own pleasure, for his own happiness. He's not prepared to sacrifice sin. And sins are wrong convictions, negative pleasures. It is arrogance, pride, glory, and all other things. Few years ago, the visionaries here in Medjugorje have asked Our Lady, what is that they should be giving up at the time of the Lent? And Our Lady replied to them in perfect time, give up sins. But we prefer to give up coffee than gossiping. That goes along with coffee. It is easier to give up cigarettes than anger. It is easier to give up alcohol than fight and arguments, and so on. And when it comes to sacrifice, don't people sacrifice their own children because of their happiness? Murdering of unborn children, polluting environment, which is something that future generations will pay. Traffic accidents where most of the children are hurt. Aren't those sacrifices that people present as a price of career, money, success, drugs, and with that youth are pulled in so someone would make money over that? What about wars? Isn't that sacrificing young people for idols of nation, of ideology, of parties, but even of richness, of all of the glory and all of the pleasures? Haven't people been changed? And more they reject Christian teaching, more they deny and reject the gospel, Christian civilization of love, and return to paganism. There are more and more such sacrifices. God requires conversion from people, change of the way of life. He requires love, surrendering, forgiveness. That is something that man does not like. He is afraid that he will lose his own freedom. He thinks that God is endangering him with his demands. But let us be just self-critical, we Christian, faithful. We always haven't adopted fully Christ's spirit. We still perceive the sacrifice in the old way. Today the forms of sacrifices are more subtle. They sacrifice prayers. They give the offerings. It's all good and it can be good if the reasons are right. Pilgrimage is coming to the holy place. The effort that we put into is not to please God. God is joyful enough and gracious enough and good enough. We come so we would make ourselves available for difficult acknowledgments in our God, for conversion, for the change of the way of opinion. and the way we feel. Abraham gave obedience to God, and he received new guidelines for his life and for all of his inheritance. In the same way, disciples of Jesus, the ones that he spoke with, his contemporaries, let us open our heart for difficult acknowledgments that are necessary for the change of our own life, for a transformation of the old man from sins into the new man who lives according to God's will, according to God's laws, and even more, he becomes one with Christ. Amen.